Okay, let's begin. We're in the middle of Tysvis. I hope everyone had a good Shabbos on Gimel and Beis. Okay? Tysvis had asked the Kasha, I'm sorry, on Beisim and Beis in the bottom. Tysvis had asked the Kasha, based on the Gemara, that if you require Erev Parshas saying, which was the Maskanas of Gemara, we should require Mumchim as well. Correct? That's what the Gemara said? And Tysus said, well, I got a problem with that, because the Gemara in Gittin says that we know that Hedyotas are bad from what Makar? Lifnei Akum, lo lifnei Hedyotas, correct? And what does our Gemara learn it out from?
Elohim.
Elohim, right? Because of Erev Parshas. So you have conflicting Makaros. So what was Tosos' answer? Who can tell me? What did Tosos answer? Excellent, Daniel. That the word Lifneim is going, which is the beginning of the Perek of Aleph, three prakim later, Lifneim is going out of Elohim, Elohim, three prakim later, meaning that you have to what? Go in front of Dayanim that are Mefurish in another place, meaning they're complementary Makoros. Correct? And therefore, it's a little bit strange how to read the Psukim, but the Lifneim is referring to Elohim three prakim later. So you have to go in front of experts and not Hedyotos. So that solves it. It's not conflicting Makaros, they're complementary Makaros. The problem with that is that Rashi and Maseches Gittin points out that Lifneim is referring to who? Who is Lifneim referring to? The Shivim Skenim, which are mentioned where? In the end of Parsha Mishpatim, which we said was a little bizarre. How do we answer that? Ein muktum umu'ukhar v'tayra, correct? And therefore it comes out that it's referring to the halacha of what? It's referring to the Shivim Skenim, which is referring to the Sanhedrin. So now, Lamai said, you got a problem. Why do you have a problem? Because our Gemara learns it out from what? What does our Gemara learn it out from? What does our Gemara say according to... Why is this answer bad now? Now, why do you need a new answer according to Rashi? Because what was the Kasha? We had two conflicting Makoros. One was Elohim, and one was what? Lifneim Lofiotas. You got a problem. To also solve that, it's not conflicting Makoros. They're talking about the same thing. Lifneim for Elohim. But Rashi didn't say that Lifneim was referring to Elohim. What did Rashi say Lifneim is referring to? Rashi said Lifneim was in front of the Shivim Skenim. It wasn't referring to Elohim. Right? So, if that's the case, then what? You guys tell me. Then if that's the case, then what? What, Pinchas? Then what do you have? I mean, isn't Rashi against the Gemara? I'm just thinking now, no? Didn't the Gemara say Beferish that word Lifneim means? What did it say? Lifneim velo Lifnei Hedyotos. That's what the Gemara said in Gittin, no? So the Tosa said that's not a problem. How do I know Lifneim velo Lifnei Hedyotos? Because Lifneim meant Elohim to exclude Hedyotos. But if Lifneim means in front of the Shivim Skenim, then what? Then what does that tell me? That might exclude, it's not against the Gemara. Pinchas, you with me? That doesn't exclude the Gemara in Gittin, no. I'm asking, how is Rashi square with the Gemara in Gittin? So what did Rashi say? What does the word Lifneim mean? No, what does Rashi say? No, let's go. What is Lifneim? Lifneim means in front of the Sanhedrin, right?
Yeah.
But what does the Sanhedrin mean? Those guys weren't Hedyotos. So the Gemara in Gittin is not in conflict with that, right? Rashi's not against the Gemara in Gittin. Rashi's being mazbe with the Gemara in Gittin. But what you have, according to Rashi, is the problem resurfaces. Because, again, we have two Makoros. Erev Parshas learns it out from what? Hedyotos are bad from what? Elohim. And what does Gemara Gittin learn it out from? From Lifneim velo Lifnei what? Hedyotos. The problem is that Rashi can't give that complimentary answer. Because Rashi says Lifneim's not going out of Elohim. What is Lifneim going on? Lifneim's going on the Shivim Skenim, which itself excludes Hedyotos. So Tosus leaves his hands up for grabs. You got me? So we got a problem here. Is that clear? So according to Rashi, we need a new answer. Ben, clear? Okay, let's see the Tyson side. What does Tyson say? Ephraim, do you have the Gemara there? Take the little Gemara, Sanhedrin. Okay, who has it there? Ari, have you read yet? Did you read yet? Okay, read the Tysis there. Venera Lafaris, three lines in the bottom. Go ahead. On Bays and Bays, the three lines on the bottom. Venera Lafaris, the middle of the line. Abaye found Rav Yosef forcing people to give gittin if the husband was a bad guy. Amale, so Abaye said to him, yeah, read Amale. We're at Yotos. Go ahead. Oh, so what's Tosos' answer to save Rashi? Let's get it down. That Lifneim is excluding what? You need Mumkin for what? What do you need Mumkin for? For forcing a guy. The word Isui means forcing. To force a guy to do something, you need a powerful Beis Din. What is Elohim for? Regular Dinim. Din Ba'alma. And how do I know that the word Lifneim means forcing in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, Daniel? Go ahead, Ari. Vaha. Elu clay. Sima. It says Vela Mishpatam Asher Tasim Lifneim. Sima. What does Sima mean? Instruments that the Dayanim need. The Gemara says later on in Zionim and Beis, what do they need? There's certain instruments they need. They need a shofar to blow the shofar if they want to put someone in Nidui. They need a makel to give guys flogging. The Gemara in Zionim and Beis lists off the instruments that it needs, that Dayanim needs. Amazing. You need the makel for flogging. You need the ritzua for makis martis, which is the Rabbanon. You need the shofar for putting a guy in cherem, nidui, and sandala. You need for chalitza. So you see that the word lifneim is in combination with el mishpat asher tasim lifneim. Therefore, we're talking about instruments you need to force a guy, where they used to beat a guy up. You follow me? So what emerges now? Let's get it down. I forgot to bring... El, you want to get my marker? It's open. My brother Shleep is in there. Okay? Second. I don't know if that's workable. Is that workable? I don't know whose it is. So maybe you get it real quick. Yeah. So what do we emerge? What does emerge from Tysus?
Maybe they're in the top drawer again?
Yeah, same drawer. What is the din Lamaisa according to Tysus? What is the din according to Tysus to answer these two conflicting Makairis? What are the two Terutsum we have from Tysus? Number one, according to what Tysus is complementary, they're not conflicting. Lifnam's going out of Elohim. Yes. Yonah, and what's the second Terutz to save Rashi? Elohim is going on what? Regular Dinim. And what is Lifnam going on? Matters of what?
Kfiyah.
Forcing. Kfiyah. Excellent. Okay, we got it? That's the two Terutzim of Tosfos. Klor. Chedush Yaron. One second, Johnny. Chedush Yaron I gave you on Thursday, the Raskavat Teretz, gives a third Teretz. Okay? Zach, you with me? You got the Gemara there on there, right? Yes. The Chedush Yaron says like this. You know why you need two psukim? Erev Parshis. You need Erev Parshis. What do you need? Thank you, Ellie. Sorry to bother you. Erev Parshis. The Chedush Yaron, we're giving a third Teretz, Ellie. What's the third Teretz? Erev Parshis, we know from the word what? Elohim tells me what? What does Elohim tell me? That you can judge against Baal Adinim against their will. Baal Korcham. Against their will. And what does Lifneim tell me? That if the Baal Adinim are Makabal Dayanim, you're still not allowed to sit in the Din Torah. Because it's a Begiyah. A hedjut should not sit in the Din Torah, Ephraim, even if the litigants do Kibla Olai. Because it's a lack of covet to the real Dayanim. Remember we said the Chiddush Aran said the Shlichusai is their Mokul, their Kavod. But it's not right to do Kiblu Olai. And the Ramban Al HaTorah in Shmos, Perek Chafal of Posekal, the beginning of Mishpatim says, if you do Kiblu Olai, it's good. Lomaisa. The Hedyotos, if the Baal HaDinim accepted upon themselves Ladun, you're Shayim Ladun. So let's get it. So the Chiddush Aran gives a what? A third Teretz. Elohim is needed for what? What is Elohim needed for? Judged against the guys, Bar Korcha. Excellent, Eli. And what is the din of what? What does the din of Lefnayim tell me? That even if they're makabel upon themselves, the two litigants make a kinyan. That's called Kiblu Olai. They make a kinyan, and they say, we want Hedyotos. You know what the story is? Forget about it. There's an Isser. Mumchim should not sit and be Dayanim for these guys. It's an Isser. And what tells me that it's Usser? Lefnayim. And that's against the Rabban Al HaTorah. The Rabban Al HaTorah writes explicitly that Kiblu Olai, Hedyotos can judge them. Okay? Gabi, you got this? You got to get this down. Okay? So there are three different terutz in the discussion. Okay? We had Taisus for Rashi, and we have the Chiddush Aran. I want you to make sure you need a pen? You got paper? Okay, let's make sure we get it. It's not hard. You'll be able to remember it like that. Those are the three distinct terutzim that we have. Okay? Very important. Okay, these are the three distinct terutzim. Now, I want to just point out that the Bach in Simon Aleph, Sifkat and Aleph, claims, and the way he, thank you, Ellie, for bringing the Xos, the way he quotes the Bach in Simon Aleph, the Bach quotes in Simon Aleph, Sifkat and Aleph, that Tulsa says, for Kfiyah you need Dayanim Mumchim, for other Dinim, you don't need Dayanim Mumchim, unless it says Elohim. Okay? That's the way the Bach says it. You follow what I'm saying?
Well, need Dayanim Mumchim for...
Yeah, there's the Bach presents Taisus saying, for Kfiyah, you need Dayanim Mumchim. For other Dinim, you don't need Dayanim Mumchim unless it says Elohim. Okay? Now, that's what the Bach says. The Ksos in Simon Gimel Sifkot Aleph agrees with the Bach, but he just says, I don't like the way you presented it. Why? You guys tell me. Why doesn't he not like the way he presented it? Because Tosfos said that last distinction of Ephraim according to who? To save who? To save Rashi. Don't present that's Taisus Shita. That's the Ksos Tain on the Bach. He quotes the Bach, and he says, V'eino, ta'ikra achiluk shekosav toz v'emili dekfil adin abama hurak leperish Rashi. But that wasn't Tosis Pshat. Tosis Pshat was the two Makaros were complementary, not conflicting. So I want you to get this technical detail. That the Bach presents Tosis saying, oh, Tosis Sheet is for Kfiyah, you need Dayanim Mumchim. But for other Dinim, you don't need Dayanim Mumchim unless it says Elohim. That's not Tosis Sheet. That was Tosis according to Rashi. Tosis Sheet is not that way. Okay, now, there's one other nekuda I want you to get from the Tumim. I think one of the guys in the shul told me that the Rabbi Yonis and Avchitz Yortzeit was Friday, I believe, the great Gain. So in the Urim V'Tumim, it's always nice to say the Divrei Torah from a Gadol that died on his Yortzeit. Dovavos, Medabrim B'Kever. So the Tumim in Sifkot and Aleph has a Chiddush. He's Masber Tosis in a completely different manner. What does he say? Simon Aleph, Sifkot and Aleph, Dibir Maskel V'Do. Simon Aleph, Sifkot and Aleph, Dibir Maskel V'Do. You should know. So he says like this. He says, I want you to know something. This Tosfos that just said, according to Rashi, you need for Kfiyah, was not talking about standard Kfiyah. He was talking about a case where Tosfos had already, the Beis Din already paskin, and the guys aren't listening. So if you needed Mumchim for the original Din Torah, and they're not listening, you need Mumchim to implement the Kfiyah. That's exactly what Tosfos is talking about. It's a chelik of the Din itself. To do Kfiyah, you need Mumchim as well. Whereas if you don't need Mikra Din Mumchim like Hodos Volvos, then Memela the Kfiya would not need Mumchim as well. You follow me? That's a whole new pshat in Tysus. The Tumim's pshat. That's not the Posh pshat in Tysus. But he's saying that the only time that Tysus required Mumchim for Kfiya was on a Din Tyra the original needed Mumchim. So if they're not listening to implement the Kfiya, you need Mumchim as well. But straight up Kfiya, a guy who doesn't want a straight up Kfiya, who says you need Mumchim? Even according to Tysus. Okay? What do you learn from the word Elohim? According to the Tumim, what do you learn from the Din Elohim? That's something that what originally was not Nikba. There's to start the Din Tyra. Whenever it says Elohim, Lamaisa, then you need what? Then you need a Din Tyra. You need Mumchim. Like what? Gzeilus v'chabalus. Okay? Like Gzeilus v'chabalus. For Gzeilus v'chabalus, you're going to need what? You're going to need Pashup Shat Lamaisa, so you're going to need to have Mumchim from the word Elohim. But I didn't have it. That's not talking about Kfiyah. How do I need any Mumchim? Because it says Elohim. So you got the Tumim's taken Tysus?
What was the Elohim part for the. What was this last part, Elohim?
Elohim just means where it says Elohim, like Zelus Chabalus. And if you hold Erev Parshas, that would transfer to Hodos Havos. But we got rid of that based on what? Reb Chanina, Kadesh Lotin Dallas Bethany Lom. Okay? But I want you to get this to me. So let's summarize everything up till now, okay? Because then we got to get to this Mahalach with the Ksais in the Nesivos. But first, always knowing the Daf. First, always knowing the Pshat. And then expanding, Gabi. You got me? So how many Terutzim did we have in this? What was the big problem? Conflicting Makoros. Why are Adyotas bad, Yonah? Either what? Elohim, our Gemara, or what? Gittin. Lifnam lo the other steer it. Tyson, no steer, they're complimentary. Lifnam's going on Elohim. Three prakim later. Rashi alatir, Rashi and Gittin says, no, it's a firm Lifnam of the Shivim Skanin. If that, then you're back to the Kasha, we have a steer in Makiris. Granted, the Sanhedrin, Elohim tells you, can you say Yotos, but we have a different Makar Elohim. So Tyson said, Elohim is for a regular Din Tyra, Lifnam is for what? Kfiyah. How do you know Lifnam means Kfiyah? Because it says Tasim Lifnam. Tasim means Sima. The instruments you need to do Kfiyah. Zionim and Beis. Okay? Two Terutz. Third Terutz. Chedush Yaran. Pinchas. You ready? Come on, guys. Slichas. Tell you. I know you're tired. I'm tired too. What's the third Terutz? Chedush Yaran.
Is that Elohim's going on?
Elohim is going on what? In other words, Elohim tells me you could do against the will of the Baal Edinim. You could judge against the will. That's Elohim. And the Lifneiah means that if they do Kibbul Olai, the Dayanim shouldn't sit on the Din Torah. And we said that was against who? The Ramban Al Torah, who allows Kibbul Olai, the Dayanim, to sit on the Din Torah. So we had three Terutz.
Where does the
Well, that we said according to Rashi Al HaTorah, because Rashi said it, the Lifnam was referring to the Shivim Skenim. That was at the end of the Parsha of Mishpat. Okay. Then we pointed out that the Bach in Simon Al Sifkana presents Tais' opinion for Kfiyah need Mumchen, but other Dinim you don't need Mumchen unless it says Elohim. The Kso says that wasn't Shitas Tais'. Tais' said that only according to Rashi. Okay. Then we point out that the Tumim says that when Tyson said Kfiyah, he didn't mean standard Kfiyah. He meant a Din Torah that required Mumchim, that the guys aren't listening, you need Kfiyah on that. So part of the original Din Torah, you need Kfiyah of Mumchim. But if the Din Torah didn't have Mumchim, like Hodos Vavals, then you wouldn't need Kfiyah on Hodos Vavals of a Beis Din. What is Elohim? For example, it's Chabals. Erev Parshas, fine. But we got rid of that based on what Reb Chanina did, because those students, they love it. So that's Ad Kan, the Mahalik, Pshat, the Tyson, we get a Chlorkite. Okay? Rav Moshe Dimmon, Shlita the Great Gaon. Reishis Pshat? V'achakach de Lomdus. Okay? Yes, Johnny.
Two questions. Petosos.
Just two? Go ahead.
Johnny, yeah. What's the big shiloh on Rashi? Can we just say, according to Rashi, Elohim means for Shloshi Yini Mumchim, and Lifnan means 70 Yini Mumchim? Meaning, there's no, why is there a stira in Rashi yet?
No, because by definition, Lifnea means in front of the Shiv Mishkanim.
Right. And
so that excludes Hedyotos, by definition.
And what's the problem with that?
Problem is, there's another mucker that excludes Hedyotos, Elohim.
No, but...
They're not talking about the same thing.
Right, so what's the...
So that's back to the stira. What was the original stira there? Two separate makoros.
The original stira was we had two words that meant the same thing.
No, that wasn't the original stira. The original stira is there two separate makoros with the same din.
Right. But
he's asking why. So Rashi combined the two.
But Rashi...
Tosas combined the two. Rashi does not combine the two.
But
Rashi doesn't say Lifnam's going on Elohim. Right? So if you say...
Right, so why do we have to answer this whole thing that...
Because you have two separate makoros for Hedyotos. Why?
No, but they're separate makoros. One's talking about Shlosha, one's
talking
about 70.
That's what I'm telling you. You're right. But at the same time, they're excluding Hedyotos.
Yes. One's excluding Hedyotos for Shlosha, and one's excluding Hedyotos for 70 or 71.
But Lamaisa, the assumption is when you're excluding Hedyotos from all Bate Dinim. That's what we assume. You're making a good point. Dejan is making a good point. But the assumption is that Hedyotos are excluded from everything. Because that's the way the Gemara in Gittin uses the Pasuk. The Gemara in Gittin says, Lifnam lo fliakum, lo lifnam Hedyotos. And it wasn't just talking about the Sanhedrin Abdullah. It was talking about Abaye forcing, Rav Yosef forcing a guy to give a get, which is only in front of three. That was long after the Sanhedrin Abdullah. You're making a great point. But I'm saying the Gemara expanded it and used the Hedyotos are off the map for a basin of 70 and a basin of 3. Okay? That's how the Gemara used the pasuk. The Gemara wasn't
Chalot. Rashi totally went against the Gemara.
No, Rashi. That's what I said to you earlier. Rashi's not. That's what I said in Shir. Rashi's not going against. We can't go against Gemara. The Gemara expanded it from the basin of 70 to the basin of 3. All Hedyotos are bad. What's the next kasha? Because we got a lot to do.
And the Chiddushi Aran, when yes. It says that you can't have Hedyotos sit as a dayanim. Doesn't that go against the whole Gemara's on Hey Amin Aleph about like they're allowed to eat?
Kiblu alai lamaisa, the din tayra will be good. It's a good point you bring up. Johnny always makes good kashas. Kiblu alai, the din tayra is good, but that doesn't mean you haven't done an isser. The din tayra would be chal, but the guys did an isser. The dayanim that judged that did an isser, according to the Chiddush Aran. There's Johnny saying, but there are gemaras that say it's good if they did it. The din Torah is good. They have to listen to the din Torah. But the Dayanim did an Isser, they'll have to clap al chayt for what they did. According to Rabban al Torah, they don't have to clap al chayt. Okay? Excellent. Okay, guys, let's go. Yeah, Ben, real quick, go ahead.
Does the Ran flip around the lima that the Tosfos has? Meaning, Tosfos said.
No, the Ran brought up a whole new topic, learned, you know?
Like, Tosfos said, Kfiyah has learned from Lifnayim.
Right.
The Ran says, learned from Elohim.
Right, you know, it's not. I'm glad you brought that up. The Chiddush Aran is not talking about when he says Baal Korchem Shoha Baalei Dinim. What it means is it doesn't mean necessarily kfiyah. It means lamaisa that they can judge them against the will of the Baalei Dinim. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that you know it's not the same din as kfiyah. It's the fact is that you know they're the dayanim of the city. The other Balabat then bring these two guys in and they say they keep fighting and fighting, can you help them? And they start screaming, we don't want to go to them, we don't care. This is judging the whole Din Torah. Kfiyah is a guy's refusing to give a get or refusing to listen to a psak that was already made. You follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The Chiddush Aran is not referring to classical kfiyah. He's referring to that these are the Dayanim of the town and we're going to judge the Baladinim, I don't care what they say. So the power invested in them is that Elohim tells them that they can. You follow me?
Yeah.
That's what I mean by Baal Korchem. It's not kfiyah. I'm glad you asked for that. Everyone's asking good on the ball. Okay? Baal Korchem doesn't mean kfiyah of what Tois is saying. It means that these are the Aram Sinner. You got to listen to us. But if they're Makabo Kiblu Alai, Hedyotos, Chiddush Aran says that's considered being Isser. That you learn from Lifnayim. And that's against, because they're going against the cover of the Aram. That was the piece of Chiddush Aran Shimon you said of the Gishmak, that whole piece. That Shlichusayu means the Rabbanim are mochel on the covered, the Rabbanim of old are mochel on the covered of the Rabbanim of today. And they let them judge, even though they're Hedyotos. But if you're not using Shlichusayu, it's an Isser what the Hedyotos did. That's according to Chiddush Aran. Okay, Chlor, Ellie, got it? Excellent, guys, let's go. Okay, very good. Now we get to the following. There is an amazing machlokes ksos nesivos right here in Siman Gimel. And that runs as follows. There is a Gemara in Ksubis on Peivav Amud Aleph that says, if you deal with a stubborn guy, Rakofin al Mitzvahs Esek. Say a guy says, I'm not going to do a luluf. You know what we do? We beat him up. We don't do this nowadays, but believe me. Might be a chalon shem. But I'm saying, Bismana Gemara, Ksubis Peivav Amud Aleph, Rakofin al Mitzvahs Esek. We don't tolerate it. The guy's a bad guy. He won't give a get. What does the Rambam say, Daniel? We beat him up. And the Mishnah says, an Irkin daf kafal from an aleph, atcha omer rotsani. And very good, Ephraim. And what does that mean? The pintle yid comes out of him. That he wants to do the right thing. Okay? By karbonis and gittin, he has to say rotsani. Let me ask you, do you need a basin for this? For kfir. So here, this is a fundamental machlokes the Ksos and the Nesivis. The Ksos here in Simon Gimel writes Beferish that you need Simon Gimel Sifkot Aleph says you need to have a Bezdin. Okay? That's what the Ksos says, Ali. Excellent. The Ksos says you need a Bezdin. Sarich Bezdin, and he learns it from our Tisis. You need a Bezdin. And the Nesivis says, no way. The Nesivis, right on the spot, says you don't need a basin. I was just telling my brother is a professor at Tel Aviv U. He's visiting my parents. I was just asking my brother, I wonder if the Ksos ever met the Nesivis. So I said, I have to ask Dr. Lyman, who's a professor in Revel, one of my professors, a great Tom Coughlin. He lives in Queens. He knows all the history. I want to ask him, because they lived at the same time, because the Meshoveh, if you wrote back to him, right? I wonder if they ever met. So the Nesivis writes, Lo Tzarech Bezdin. There's no way you need a Bezdin. No way. This is a fundamental machlokes. And the Nesivis claims there is no need to have a Bezdin at all. And the halacha is based on what lumdus. So the Nesivis says, and this is what I want you to get. What is the makor of kfiyah? Where does kfiyah come from? Very excellent, Yonah. So the Ksos says it's a manifestation, it's noveya from arvis, which is short for kol yisrael ren zebezeh, and tochacha. That's what we'll call it. Arvish dash the mitzvah of tochech, hochech, tochich, samisecha. Now, last time I checked, when you are mochir your friend, do you need a bezdin to do that, Ephraim? No way. Therefore, the Ksos is of the opinion that the getter adin of kfiyah comes from arvis. That's what I want you to get down. So you don't need a bezdin. I'm sorry. You don't need a bezdin. Correct. Okay? The institution of kfiyah, says the Nesivis, comes from arvis and tochacha. Therefore, there's no need to have a bezdin at all. None whatsoever. And the Ksos responds and says, no. The institution of kfiyah does not come from arvis, but rather it comes from the mitzvah of appointing dayanim, appointing judges. And he says that the mitzvah is shoftim mishotrim titin mechol sharecha. Rashi writes on Tetzayin and Mebeis that the shotrim are golirim. They take these billy clubs and they hit people. Choftim the maklis al pishoftim chol mishen shomea. Who takes care of that, guys? I mean, I'm just going to write shoftim. The Ksos is from what? The Ksos is shoftim mishotrim. Shoftim, the Shotrim, and who can appoint guys with billy clubs to make sure they do mitzvahs? Rak Bezdin. Okay? Rak Bezdin, and that's the mitzvah of Menias Dayanim. Appointing Dayanim that we hinted to, actually mentioned in the beginning of the year. Okay? So this is what the Sefer Birka Shai is Masber, this Machlaikis, between the Ksos and the Sivis. Fundamentally, where did the institution of kfiyah come from? Is it a manifestation of Al-Chach and Arvis like the Nesivis? The Meili don't need a Bezdin. However, when it comes to what? When it comes to the Ksos says not that way. And the Ksos says you need a Beis Din. Now, it's interesting. Maybe the Ksos will say, Halacha L'maisa, okay? The Ksos will say, as we said, that you need a what? You need a Beis Din. The Ksos will say you need a Beis Din. I want to stress this, guys. On Mitzvah's essay, he will say you need a Beis Din. Mitzvah's essay, you will need a Beis Din. If you see a guy eating a ham sandwich, you don't need to gather a Beis Din and say, stop it, stop it, stop it. The Ksos will what? Will be motive. Ksos will be motive. Shalagabe lav. Shalagabe lav. Lo sarich Beis Din. Okay? The machloikis is going to be by a mitzvah's essay, Ellie. You see a guy eating a ham sandwich. Wait, time out. Let me gather a Beis Din. Stop, stop, stop what you're doing. You don't have to do that. You tell him stop right away. Okay? So the machloikis is by mitzvah's essay. He'll agree to be mafresh someone from Isser, from Alav. There's no reason to what? You see a guy wearing kilayim, he can rip it off his in the shuk, the Gemara says in Brachos. Okay, we don't do that, bismanazeb, but okay. That's what the Gemara has in Brachos and Nafkov. So this is a fundamental machlaikis, the Ksais and the Sivis and this did. Yes, Nachum, what do you say?
Is there a difference between like Chiyah, but Kilayim versus like Gad, which you don't have to
put a Gad? In a case where we're talking about forcing the guy, he had to give it because he was abusing her. There are cases where a husband is mechuyev to give a get. If he's abusing her, the Gemara says, he's hurting her. If he's not giving the thing she needs, the zonos, not giving her food, that's the scenario where it warrants a get. Okay? Beis Din has to decide whether that's grounds for kfiyah. Okay? Yes, Zach, what do you say? Absolutely. Because the Ksos is commenting on our Tosos. And Tosos said Kfiyah was learned from where? Lifnayim. Right? Exactly. So you better believe in Igmum. Without a doubt. When I said Beis Din, I'm glad you said that. Thank you, Zach. Come straight out of our Tosos. The Ksos says definitely you're going to need Igmum. He's commenting on our Tosos. There's no doubt. Halacha L'maisa. That's the Pshat L'maisa. We want to what? We want to suggest. Okay. Now, based on this, Daniel, I want to now expand this now and discuss, Bez Hashem, this topic now of Arvus and Tochach. Okay? Because that is the basis, says the Nesivis, why you don't need L'maisa to have a Beis Din. Okay? Why you don't need to have a Beis Din. Okay? You see, this Ksos and Nesivis really hits on how to read the Tosos, Zach, like you said very nicely. See, the Ksos says, well, of course. For a Kfiyah, you see that you always need what? You always need what? You always need Beis Din for any mitzvah. Then the Nesivis says, well, no way. Tosos meant, like Nachum said, only a real type of requirement of kfiyah, like a guy who's abusing his wife. That, you need real kfiyah. Or a guy who's refusing to listen to a psak that Beis Din made. You need real kfiyah. Real kfiyah, that's what Tosa said, you need what? You need a Beis Din. But a stam lulav or sukkah that a guy's refusing to do, who says you need a real Beis Din for that? See, the question is how to read our tesis. You follow me? Basically, how seriously will you take the line of Tosas of Asiyah? Tosas says, I only mean cases where what? The Ksos says, all cases of Kfiyah. Any mitzvah says they refuse to do. No. The Neshiva says, that's not what Tosas meant. Tosas meant L'maisa, Halacha L'maisa, not that way. Tosas meant only things of real Kfiyah. See, the Neshovev says, I don't really necessarily like that, okay? The Neshovev, Neshiva responds back, I want you to get this, that a hedgeot, give me mafresh chavero for miser, but to force a guy to do mitzvah's essay, that dafki need a Beis Din. So you see what I wrote on the board? I said the Ksos is moda legabe alav, you don't need a Beis Din. That's legabe alav. To stop a guy, I'm going to write, lahafresh miser, to separate a guy from miser, that you don't need a Beis Din. To be kofan a mitzvah's essay, you definitely need a Beis Din. The Nesiva says, what are you talking about? You don't need a basin for anything but real kfir. You got me, Daniel? So how does it boil down to the machlokes ksos nesivus, how to read the Tosfos? When Tosfos said for kfir need a basin, the mumchin gabi, did it mean any mitzvah's essay? Like the ksos? Or did it mean what? Or did it mean only really matters of kfiya, forcing, like a guy refuses to give a get, or a guy refuses to listen to a din Torah? That's like the nesivus. But it doesn't mean every mitzvah essay. Everyone agrees for a lav to mafish from Mishnah, you don't need a base. That's quit.
Why is that so?
Because that's the nature of Kol Yisrael Arei B'Zeh, like Yonah said, which we're going to get to. It's not found by Beis Din doing it. Every yid on the street has that responsibility for another yid. So let's get to it now. Okay, let's go, guys. The Gemara in Sanhedrin I gave you later on, and then Gimel Amud Beis presents a machloikis in Tanoim. The Gemara says there was this fellow Achan who broke a cherem. You know what the cherem was? Not to take any spoils after they won wars. And the Gemara says the name Reb Yochanan Amar Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Chamisha Pa'amin, five times. Can you believe this? Five times Achan broke the cherem and he took the spoils. Four times is by Moshe, one time is by Yoshua. Ari is the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis. I gave you. Okay? The Gemara says in the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis. It's the first Y line there. Second Y line. Amazing. So the Gemara then says, so what's the reason? How are you? Then the Gemara says, so what's the reason why Klal Yisrael wasn't punished till the times of Yoshua? Why weren't they punished Bisman Bimei Moshe? Right? So the Gemara says an amazing thing. Amar Rabbi Yechim Shum Rabbaz Rabbi Shim Lafi Shum Anosh Al Anistoros Ach Avros Yiyarde. Ah! There is a mach. The Gemara says in the Machlaikis, Reb Nechemia the Tana says, Reb Nechemia the Tana says that Arvis is only on what? Al Hanistoros. I'm sorry. Al Adiglos. What does Niglos mean? Overt averas your friends do. And you sit there and you don't say a word. God forbid you're nitpas avol. You're subsumed under their avera. Rav Nechemia said, Arvis began on Niglos, Acharei Avra Yarde. After we passed over, Acharei Avar Al Avra Yarde. You got that? But you're never responsible, Daniel, you're never responsible for Nistoros. Ever. Thank God. And a friend of yours does an Avera privately, you're going to be responsible for that? That would be very, very difficult. Reb Yehuda argues. Reb Yehuda says that Arvis on Niglos already started Bahar Sinai, or the Arvas Moav, which is before we cross the Yarden. Okay? And Acharei Avar Al Hayarden, there was Arvas on what? Afilu Al Nistoros. Wow. And as, okay? Afilu Al Nistoros, which is very scary in a sense. Even on covert of errors, a friend does, we would be responsible. Okay? Now, the Gemara says here that we're going like it's a machloikis in Tanoim, and therefore we're going like what? Who are we going like? The Gemara says machloikis in Tanoim, right? So the fever of Nehemia, why were they punished? The Gemara goes on to say, because the wife and kids knew about it, which we'll get back to, Glunetta. So it became Niglos. It was Niglos. It wasn't Nistaros. See, according to Buda, you could say it was Nistaros. Once they crossed over, they got punished for it, right? According to Nechem, you have to say it became Niglos. So there's a fundamental machloikis, guys. I want you to get this. When the cloud Kol Yisrael Arei Zebese, machloikis in Tanoi. The Marshaw, points out the Gemara in Sota that I wanted you to see on Lamed Zayin and Mebeis, where the Gemara says that there's multiple covenants on every mitzvah in the Torah. Gemara presents a whole machlokes that there are multiple covenants. Many, there were 603,550 yidden. There are 48 covenants on every mitzvah. But the premise of the Gemara in Sota, Lamed Zayin and Mebeis, where we get it down, is that Arvis was when everyone agrees was already before we crossed the Yarden. It was in Har Sinai and Arvis Moav, the Gemara in Sota. So the Marsha says, what's going on? So the Marsha says, the Gemara in Sota is not against our Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sota is going like Rabbi Yehuda. And if you look at Rashi on Mem Gimel Mebeis, in Dibra Maskat, Shavrish Yarden, he says, B'mesecha Sota, and he's commenting within Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? So he's commenting within Rabbi Yehuda. So that fits beautifully. The Marsha is not against our Gemara. The Marsha says, the Gemara in Sot is not against our Gemara, because the Gemara in Sot is going according to Huzak. Rabbi Yehuda says that Arvis began when? And Har Sinai and Arvis Moav, at least for what? Niglos. So there's no problem at all. None whatsoever. Okay. One sec, Nachum. Now, how do we paskin in this Shiloh? So Rashi Allah Torah, quotes Rav Nechemiah. So Rashi Allah Torah quotes Rav Nechemiah. I gave you Perichav Tes, Pasachav Ches, and Sefer Dvarim. And Rashi seems to say, Baruch Hashem, that we paskin like Rav Nechemiah. Why do I say Baruch Hashem? That Arvis, after we crossed over, only exists after we crossed over, but it's only on what? Niglos. You don't want to be responsible for what? For Nistaros of guys. So Rashi seemingly paskins like Rav Nechemiah. If you open the Meiri in Sanhedrin and Gimel Meis Damasco Dayane, he seems to be paskin like Reb Yehuda. And he says the Dayanim better be very, very careful and make sure what the people are doing, because of the Averas they do in private, they're going to be responsible. So comes along, bless you, Daniel, the Sefer Chikrei Lev. Let's get it down. The Chikrei Lev is in Chuvis Urachaim Simen Memches, Dibra Maskel Vechitem, and he says, Chas V'Sholom. Meiri wasn't paskening like Rabbi Yehuda. He also paskened like Rabbi Nechemiah. He was just saying that you better take Rabbi Nechemiah's Shita seriously. Because if you don't rebuke your friends that do Averas in public, then they're going to end up doing Averas in private. If you do rebuke them in public, Yonah, then they're going to end up stopping the Averas in private. But he never meant to say that I paskened like Rav Yehuda. He also held like Rav Nechemiah. That's how the Chikrei Lev reinterprets the Meiri. Please get it. Very fascinating. Okay? So we have this fundamental machlokes between between Rav Nechemiah and Reb Yehud, when Arvis began. Okay, now, what is the makor of Arvis? I'm going to get to your kasha in a minute, Nachum. What is the makor of Arvis? Please get this down. What is the first makor that we've mentioned Mem Gimel? Is Hanistaros. The Pusk in Nistaros, Van Niglos. Okay? That's Darshan where? Sanhedrin Mem Gimel Mebeis. What's the other makor? Chav Zayin Mebeis in Sanhedrin, Mekoshlu Ish Ba'achiv. Mekoshlu Ish Ba'achiv Melame. What other Gemara did I give you? Shvuas Lamed Tesamet Aleph, the last line, running on to Lamed Tesamet Beis, the Kashlish Balachiv, Malamet Shekol Yisrael, Arevim Zeh B'Zeh. Okay? You need a tissue, Uri?
Yeah,
I think this is clean. Okay. Yeah.
We'll make sure it's Sovik Yeraisim Kum, free as gold. Okay? You got this? Okay? Benistaros and Niglos Akashlu Yishbachim. Clear? Two Makaris for this cloud. Now, what is the realm called? Nachum. What is this realm called? What is the topic? Being responsible for everyone's what? Mitzvahs or Averis. What is the notion of Memgivel on the base? Averis. It's in the Tochacha, right? Kashlish Bachiv. And Historis is not, but it's about private or covert Averis. These are all Averis, guys. Okay? The Rishonim, okay, expand this to mitzvahs. And that's a chiddush of the Rishonim. In the Gemara, the klal of Kol Yisrael Ravim is only found by Averis. The Rishonim expand to mitzvahs, starting with Rashi. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Chof Tesim and Aleph, points out the klal. Yoni, you with me?
Yeah.
Of Afal Pi Shiyatza Motzi. Why is it Rosh Hashanah in the afternoon? I was Yotze Shofar in the morning. How can I go to the hospital and blow the shofar for the patients in the afternoon? I was Yotze. Rashi says an amazing thing in Rosh Hashanah Chof Tesim and Aleph. I'm going to read you the Lashon. Afal Pi Shiyatza Motzi, because Kol Yisrael Raven Zeb Zeb. And the way the Ritva writes it, Rav Shechter Shlita once said over to us, all of the Klai Yisrael is like one goof. And if every Jew on the planet Earth has not yet fulfilled their mitzvah of shofar, if every Jew has not yet fulfilled mitzvah of shofar, even though I did, my mitzvah is somewhat deficient as well. Amazing pshat. So therefore I have room to be motzi someone else. Zokt Rashi there. Amazing. Kol Yisrael Arayim Zebzeh. You see that Rashi takes this topic, which in the Gemara, Yon, is only by Averis, and he expands it to mitzvahs. It's a gigantic leap. Gigantic. I cannot stress it anymore. That you take it, the Rishonim take the top and expand it to mitzvahs. Amazing klal. Let's look at the Lashon. I do want to quote the Lashon, because I was trying to get there. Where's the Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is the first Masechta here. Oh, on Chof Tesim and Aleph. Here Rashi says, you ready? Afa pishiyotza motzi shari kol yisrael raven zeb zela mitzvahs. Wow. That's an unbelievable Rashi. Every Rashi is unbelievable. That's a real collector's item. Okay? Fine. Yes, Nachum, you've been very patient. Go ahead. Yes. Well, it just means you don't. It means your mitzvah is not 100% shleimusa. It doesn't mean you're punished for it because it's mitzvahs.
No, but you're saying. Like,
it just means you're.
Yotze.
No, it doesn't mean you're not yotze. Not yotze b'shleimusa. It means you're yotze 99%, not 100%. That's the way you have to say it over.
Also,
okay.
So, for when you say like the same things are revealed, like people know about it, so it means just those people are responsible, not everyone. Just those people.
People that are aware of it.
So that's for, like often. Children,
right.
The kids.
That's a good point. In other words, maybe what it means, Pashup Shad, is that people, at least maybe that should have known. Maybe that's the way to say it, okay? Not just people that know, but people that should have known.
What do you mean?
If people, you know, are around the fellow and you're ignoring it, you know a guy's doing certain affair. If you would open up your eyes, you knew, would know what the guy is doing, okay? That's the Pashup. We're going to get back to what it means, if we don't get to it today, issue bottom. But that's what it means. It means a virus, overt a virus that the people knew about or should have at least known about it. Okay?
Yeah.
Yes, Ellie.
You take the Gemara Pshat that his wife and his son knew. Where does, I know it's not Eidus, but where does, are there any limitations to who knows? Like if a Katan knows, does that count as?
Right, well, that's what Nachum's saying. As long as people knew about it, it became stamped as Nigla. So that's why it seems like all of Klai Yisrael got punished, because all of Klai Yisrael contributed to this atmosphere that he did this. Okay?
So it could mean
all of Klai Yisrael, not just people that should have known it. No, all of Klai Yisrael, okay? We're going to get back to that, okay? We need that. If not today, tomorrow. Okay, go ahead. What do you say,
Pinchas? Can Rabbi or repeat the Meiri?
Yeah, the Meiri just says at first glance that we should hold like Rabbi Yehuda. He says that Dayanim have a job to make sure people aren't doing Averis privately. That's their job. So Pashup Shad the Meiri, is he passing like Rabbi Yehuda? No, says the Chikri Lev.
That would be very scary to say, Pasuk Yehuda, that people that do Averis covertly going to hurt, people going to punish for that? It's how are you going to do that? There's no such privacy. It means that we hold like with Nehemiah, but what he meant to say is that do your job when guys are doing Averis overtly, then they won't do Averis privately. Okay? But Chas V'Shalom, not that he was Pasuk Yehuda, he Pasuk like with Nehemiah. But do your job right when you Pasuk like with Nehemiah. Yes, Pinchas.
And a continuation of that, is there a line between Malvin and Rabin versus...
Yeah, you got to be careful about it. You got to be careful about it. We're going to get to the mitzvah, Tochacha, Lamais. Yeah, Poshav Shad is a din of Busha. Do it privately when you mochich a guy.
Yeah.
Unless the guy's Rosh HaGomer. Then there are, you need a Gadol Lepaskin. You know how like one of my Talmud, old Talmud of mine, many, many years ago, he started this organization, Oru. You heard of Oru?
Yeah.
A guy who refused to give a get to his wife is a bad guy. So yeah, with Shechter Paskins went in, when you're allowed to embarrass a guy. You need a Gadol Lepaskin that, because Busha Barabim is a told of Ritzicha. We learned that. According to Tosis and Sota and Yudim Beis Rabbeinu Yona, not against the Miri. So you need a Gadol Lepaskin, then it's Mutter. If it's a Rosh HaGomer, and he's a bad guy, so you need a Gadol Lepaskin allowed to do that. But normally, in your Mochicha, do it privately. Okay. Now, I want to get to the following Kiddush from the Rav. Let's get to this. There is a halacha of Kochech Tochech Esamisech. We just pointed out. However, there is a Gemara in Be'ah, Daflam and Amralef, that states that if you feel that the guy doesn't know that it's Osir, and even if you're told that it's Osir, even if you tell him that it's Osir, he's not going to listen. Then mutuf shishogim v'ayum isidim. Better to what? Better to not say a word. Mutuf shishogim v'ayum isidim. You follow me?
Who says this?
The Gemara in Be'ah Lamed Amud Aleph. Let him be shogeg. Don't tell him, because even if you tell him, he's still going to do it. What's it talking about? And this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Hesumet Tuf Reish Ches. This is about Yom Kippur. You know, there's a mitzvah to usher in Yom Kippur early and end it late. It's a mitzvah Tosefes Yom Kippur. But there are people, and the Mechaber has a situation of women. The women eat to the very last moment for Shkia. It doesn't have to dafka be women. Men nowadays do the same thing. But that was just a scenario in the Shulchan Aruch. So are you mechuyev to tell them that that's wrong? So the Ramah quotes from the Rosh B'Shem the Baal Iter, if it's Mefurish in the Torah that it's Aser, then what's the din? You still got to tell him. Only if the Aver is not Mefurish do you say the Klal of Mutu Shishogin Valyum Yizid. And the Tosefes Yom Kippurim is not Mefurish Makra. It's a Drasha. Therefore, let it go. Who says this, Yonah? The Ramah B'Shem the Rosh B'Shem the Baal Iter. That if it's Mefurish Bekra, however, Mefurish Bekra, Sarich Lochich. You have to what? You have to protest. Even if you won't listen. So what's the Mishabru say? Why is Mefurish Bekra an exception? So Mishabru quotes the Rashba and Be'ah and Daflamid. I'm an alpha that says, Mistoma the guy's been amazing. Mistoma the guy's been amazing. That's what the Mishabura quotes. If it's Mefurish Bekram, we assume he's amazing, he knows about the law and he's doing it. So you should tell him. However, nowadays we know there are many non-frum Jews that have never heard of Shatness. Shatness is Mefurish Bekram. So the Rav Zatzal said a different shot. I want you to get it. The Rav Zatzal said, there are two reasons why we rebuke our friend for Averis. One is because of to stop him from sinning. Meniyas Achet. You want to stop the guy from sinning. And number two is you want to be Mocha L'Kvod Shamayim. It is not right when you sit back passively and a guy does an Averis that's Mefurish Bekra and you say nothing. I don't care regardless of whether he's going to listen, Zach. you get up and say this is wrong what you're doing. And that's only an Avera that has reached the level of the Richter scale of merit, of rebellion. There are different degrees of rebellion in every Avera. And the worst degree of rebellion is an Avera that's Mefurish Bekra. Get up and say something. Mefurish Bekra.
What was the second?
Your Mocha Lekvod Shamayim. When there's merit, rebellion, and when there's a Chumras Avera, is terrible. That's how the Rav wanted to be Masber, the halacha of Mefurish Bekra. You get up and you say, this is wrong what you're doing. So Memele, it comes out that Bir Halacha writes there that the Gemara says in Shabbos on Daf Nun Heim and Aleph that you are not punished though if it was a Mefurish Bekra Aveira and you didn't tell him. Says you're not punished, the Gemara in Shabbos and Ham and Aleph. So the Bir Halacha says, not a problem. You're not punished for it, but you have to open your mouth. And you have to be mochich tochich es amisecha. You have to be mochich. These are two sides of the same coin we wrote. Remember we wrote? Arvis tochacha. Arvis is the responsibility, guys, the onish. But tochacha is the articulation, the verbalization. And it could very well be that maybe that's what we want to suggest, that before we got to Eretz Yisrael in the Midbar, at least according to Yehuda, there was what? The mitzvah of tochacha we got at Har Sinai. Rebuke your friend. But when did the din of onish come into play? Only when we got to where? Eretz Yisrael. Okay? So I want you to get these Svei Dinim of the Rav and this notion of Arvis and Tochacha and the thing of Mefurish Bekra. Now, I want to point out to you, I said it, I think this is a Chiddush, but I think it works beautifully. Do you guys recall what we said in the first week? Why did the Rav Zatzal say Smicha has to be given only in Eretz Yisrael? Does anyone recall the Rav's Chiddush? It's not Trumas and Maestras. Remember, what did we say?
Ingredient reserve the authenticity of the chain.
No. A little bit closer. What do we say? That when Hashem told Moshe to give the smicha to Yoshua, it had to be Leni Hashem Leine Klal Yisrael. What does the Rambam say in those two places in the Perish Mishnayos? You can have 15 million Jews in Golis and 10 Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Where's the minion? Eretz Yisrael. That is the Tzibor. So I want you guys to get this down. That's what we want to be Mechadish. That's why, and I said this in Shul on Shabbos, that's why Arvis only begins when we get there at Yisrael. Because that's when the Halachic Tzibor has a meaning. That's the unifying element, Eretz Yisrael. We become combined. We become responsible for one another. Vis-a-vis the Onshin, only when we get there at Yisrael. Ephraim, there might be a mitzvah of Tochech or Chetich or Samisecha when we got at Har Sinai, but the notion of the Onshin applied only when we got there in Yisrael. You follow me? So the same shot that the Rav said, ain't Smicha Eretz Yisrael, we want to say, that's why Arvis only begins there. So, because you got to ask yourself, we got all the mitzvahs at Har Sinai. Why didn't it start right away? Because you need the Tzibor to be implemented. That's why I said in the drasha, I said, there's a friend of mine making Aliyah this week, and the guy told me, a friend of mine said, he said that someone's making Aliyah. The guy says, why are you going there? Are you kidding me? I said, why are you going there? Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, the Makom Kodesh, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us all to live. Why are you going there? How could that? I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Have such an attitude. That's Kafui Tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eretz Yisrael. They have such an attitude. That's this word. Kol Yisrael, the Rebbe Zeb Zeb, only was Shaykh when he got there. So then it expands throughout the whole world. It's like you don't say hal on an ace that happened in Chutzlars. How do you say it by base? That's before we got there. Once we got there, one of the answers, when one said hal on an ace, by Purim, it was an ace in Chutzlars. The same din here. The din of Arvis is only Shaykh in Eretz Yisrael. Only Shaykh when we got there. So then everywhere it applies. This is the Chiddush we want to bring out here. Yes, Jonah, what do you say?
I'm familiar with the Nechum of Hazadish that he says that we don't have Tocha anymore because no one knows how to properly give Tocha.
Right.
Would that then apply in Eretz Yisrael as well? Because
What he said would apply all over. I'm saying what Arvis clicked in once we got there, then it applies everywhere. But on a practical level, there is a medrash that says we don't know how to do it. But what that means is that you have to try to think about strategies to help your friend. Don't just do away with it. Now, the Bir Halacha says you deal with a Rasha, then you don't have to what? You don't, he's not Tochiach as Amisach, it's not Amisach. If it's a Rasha, you don't have to Mochiach him. Then he says, I'm not sure about a Rasha that's Lateyavim. A Rasha Lahachis, you're definitely going to have to. You know what Lahachis means? Tengra Hashem. Lateyavim means, you know, he can't control himself, the cheeseburgers. He loves the cheeseburgers. He's not eating the cheeseburger to anger Hashem. He's eating the cheeseburger because his stomach loves it. So that's a question whether you do a chacham to such a guy. Okay? He says, yesh la'ayin. That's how he closes the Bir Halacha. So we got this chor. So we're building up this Mahalach of Arvis, which we started, is the basis of the Nesivis to force a guy to mitzvah. There's no need to have a basis. That's part and parcel of Arvis and Tochacha. But Arvis is the responsibility, the onus, God forbid. Tochacha is what you have to register. Okay. And that's what I want to say, maybe in Eretz Yisrael, we got the concept of onshin, responsibility. Maybe at Har Sinai, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Arvis Moav, we have a mitzvah to mochiach. And that's goof for the Bir Halacha, use that answer. The Bir Halacha says, the Gemara says in Shabbos from Ham and Aleph, even by Beforish B'Kra, we're not punished if we didn't tell him. That means we're not punished, but you're mochiach to still tell him. You follow me? You're still mochiach to tell him. You won't be punished. But you're mavatam mitzvah, you don't tell them. And as Yonah said, you got to do it in a. You're right. We don't know how to. The Medrash says, the Tanonim say we don't know how to mochiach. Okay, but it doesn't mean we do away with it. You know, the Rabbeinu Yonah says there are three elements of a chaver more important than a Rebbe. Asei lecha rav, uknei lecha chaver. You have to buy a friend. Now, in English, buying a friend always means the guy's not a good guy because you're spying. But if you take it literally, it means a friend's more important than that. Make yourself a Rebbe, but you got to shell out cash for a chaver. Chaver is three things, Rabbeinu Yonah says, the Mishnah Novos, to give you Musar, to give you Eitzes, and to learn with you. But one of the things is Musar. Sometimes a friend can give Musar to another friend that a Rebbe can't. Maybe the friend knows what certain things you're doing that the Rebbe doesn't, right? So you have to think about it. It can't be holy art thou, but it's important did. Okay. Let's take this fight to now. Yes, Ben.
Where
go ahead.
Rambam from?
What'd you say?
Rambam, quote, the better Israel, the minion.
We said there, we had it in the Mara Mekaymus last week. One was in Hurios, and one was in Bechairis. I'll show it to you tomorrow and say it. I wrote in the Mara Mekaymus, there were two parish Mishnayos of the Rambam. Remember we said that if Rov Tzibor makes a mistake based on the Psak of Sanhedrin, they have to bring a par helam davar shel tzibor. Which people? Milavo chama anachem mitzrayim. The Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. I want to tell you a medrash that I sent over. I couldn't believe it. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a taina. Why won't you let me get there to Israel? You're letting Yosef's bones. He's gestorben. Gestorben means nifter. His bones are going to Israel. Why can't you let me go in alive? It's not fair. You know what Davishtra said back to him? Davishtra said, Yosef identified himself with Eretz Yisrael. You didn't. Therefore, you will go in. By Ashes Potiphar, what did Yosef call himself? Ish Ivri. He was always Ish Ivri, Ivri Eretz Yisrael. By Benos Yisrael, how did Moshe Rabbeinu identify himself? Ish Mitzri. Hashem said, that's it. We have to identify ourselves with Eretz Yisrael. Think about it. This Iran deal should bother us. Not stop. To have an attitude of, why are you going? Why are you living there? Oy, oy, oy. Rabbeinu Shalom. I said that in Joshua. Are you kidding me? You know how people say that? That should be our reaction. The guy was a Talmud Chacham too that said it. I can't believe it. No one could believe it. Why are you living there? Why are you going? We're living there. Eretz Yisrael. Rabban says, Mitzchiyuvis. Even if you're not a Zionist, no, Eretz Yisrael.
Okay. Weiter now. We mentioned that Rashi expanded Arvis to the realm of mitzvahs. Okay. This leads us to the following, guys. There is a Gemara in Brachas Chafam and Beis. The Gemara has the following suffix. Are women mechuyev in Birkas HaMazon min HaTorah? Midyaraisa. A woman eats a piece of bread, a few pieces of bread. She mechuyev the bench min HaTorah. Tosfos says two reasons why she wouldn't be. She's not the brischa shechasamtev of Sarenu. She's obviously not mechuyev in Mila. And we say that in the benching. That's one of the elements. Number two, aval Torah shemlimat atanu. Women are mechuyev in Talmud Torah. So those are the two elements why they would not be mechuyev in Torah. Rashi adds out a third. Rashi says they have no nachla in Eretz Yisrael. Al arshin kalta lavo seinu. So those are three elements why the Gemara has a tzad. You know what a tzad is? A possibility that women aren't mechuyev in Torah to bench. Yeah, that's Tosfos asked that kasha. That's what Tosfos asked on Rashi. Okay, very good, Jim. Tosfos asked on Rosh. So, Levisa, very good. See, when we're learning that sugya, you have to come up with an answer, okay? Maybe if we have time tomorrow, or we'll look, but that's not for our topic now. It's a Makavi Tosfos, excellent. But think about how to answer that. Bless you. What's the other tzad? That she is Mechuyev Min HaTorah.
You said that.
The Gemara in Brachas Chafam Beis has a suffix. Are we? Are women mechuyev the bench min haTorah? L'manaf kemina. Can she be motzi a man in benching? Because a man is mechuyev min haTorah if he ate kedei sviya. If she's mechuyev min haTorah, she can be motzi. She's mechuyev min derabanan, she can't be motzi. Gemara leaves it as nibayev lo ifshita. Was not answered. The Gemara does not answer the kasha. It's a nibayev lo ifshita. So l'maisa. The Rosh in Brachas asks the following kasha. The Rosh asks in Perek Gimel, the Gemara says in Brachas on Daf Mem Chesem and Aleph that if someone only ate a kezias of bread, he can be motzi someone that ate kedei sviya. Now, if a guy only ate a kezias of bread, he's only chayv the bench only what? Uri midrabban. He can be motzi someone that ate kedei sviya. Correct? Gemara says black on white, mem chesem and aleph. The favors. What principle? What's it based on? Call Yisrael, Raven Zebazah. As long as you ate something and you have to bench, even though it's the Rabbanan, you can be motzi some min haTorah. That's what the Gemara says clearly, mem chesem and aleph. Clear? So the Rosh has a bam kasha. He says, I don't understand. Even if a woman's only chayv the bench min rabbanan, let her be motzi the man based on what? Arvis. Yer dekasha? So the Rosh says an amazing teretz. The Rosh in Brachas says, you know what? Women are not bichlal arvis. Whoa! That is an amazing chiddush. That warrants a whoa. Noshim, Lahav, Bechlau, Arvis. Right? Women are not included in Arvis. Thereby, the two men benching, those are two men. One's Ochai ben Rabbanu, one's Min HaTorah. But the woman is not Bechlau, Arvis, so she can't be Motzi the man if she's not Bechlau, Min HaTorah. So, there is a major machlokes how to interpret this Rosh between the Dogel Mervava in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph and the Orach Ayin Hos Kiddush against Rabbi Kiveyer and the Jews. The Dogel Mervava has a suffix. Does it mean the following? That if a husband davens in shul Friday night Meirev, he's Yotze Kiddush with Meirev. When he comes home to say Kiddush, he's only Chayiv Min the Rabbanim. His wife is mechuyev in kiddush min haTorah. Women are mechuyev in kiddush, right? Why are women mechuyev in kiddush min haTorah? Brachos daf chafam beis, shvuos daf chafam beis. Kol she yeshnu b'shomer, yeshnu b'zocher. Even though it's a mitzvah sheshes b'an rama,
But this overrides that din of Mitzvah Zorah Groma. Kol sheyashkin b'shmira, yashkin b'schira. Yeah? So you see clearly that women are mechuyevet kishmira tar. How can a husband be motzira? So Rav Nogam Ravava says, whoa, according to this rush, she's out of arvus. So the man can't be motzira based on arvus. But then he says, no, maybe this is different, because the benching case is a woman being motzi a man. A woman might not be responsible for a man, Ephraim, but maybe a man is responsible for a woman, and he could be motzi her. That's the suffix of the Dogam of Ava. Now, what's the Dogam of Ava Sefer on Shas called? The Tzlach. The note of Yehuda, the chief rabbi of Prague. What is he writes explicitly in the Tzlach. I want you to get it. He writes explicitly that women are not responsible for men, and men are not responsible for women. A lot of people don't realize that Tzlach writes in the Shulchan Aruch's comments, the Dogam of Ava, his comments on Shulchan Aruch, he's mistopping how to interpret the Rosh. Maybe it's only in one direction. But I'll tell you, in the Tzlach, he writes, Beferish, he meant women are totally out of the picture of Arvus. And the Prima Godim has a suffix. If a woman's already been motzi yotzi in the morning, can she be motzi other people? So that's the Dogam of Ava's take of the Rosh with the Tzlach. The Tzlach, it was written himself, where he writes Beferish, they're out of the picture. Okay? Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger. Please get this.
How do we say Kiddush?
What'd you say?
Does he answer the Shiloh?
There are different ways to answer the Kasha. We'll say it just really quickly. The Minchas Chinuch says you're not Yotzi Kiddush in Shul by Marv because you don't mention Yitzis Mitzrayim. You only mention Maaseh Brachos. Another answer, we have a whole Shtickle Torah, and then whenever the Rabbanan tell you how to fulfill a mitzvah and you don't listen, you're not even Yotzi on the level that he writes. They told you to hold a cup. They told you to drink the wine. You didn't do that in Shul.
Right, we learned that last year.
Right. So we have a whole mahalach about that. The Rabbanan have the ability to listen to it. But for our purposes now, we're working with Arvus. So Rabbi Kiveger comes along. Let's get this. So first we write down, please write Dogam Ravava, the suffix of the Dogam Ravava, and also the Tzlach, who said the Feirish, that he wasn't the stopping. She's totally out of the picture. Prima Gunim has a suffix. Rabbi Kiveger, in the end of Siman Zayin, in the Tshuvas, Rabbi Kiva Eger, amazing Kiddush he has. And this is the Pashtus, guys. The Rosh never meant to say a woman's out of the Parsh of Arvus. Any mitzvah a woman is not mechuyevin, then there's no concept of Arvus. But if she's mechuyevin a certain mitzvah, of course there's Arvus for her. The Karen Oris says the same thing in Sotah. Let me ask you, if a person converts now, does Arvus apply to them? Of course. They weren't there, though, at the time of Har Grizim, Har Eva, which is after Eva Yarding. They weren't there. Doesn't make a difference. Anyone who comes mechuyev in a mitzvah, there's a notion of Arvus. All the Rosh was saying is on the tzad that women are not chayav in Birkas HaMazon, they can't be motzi a man. That's it. That's why the Karen Oris says Gerim are mechuyev in Arvus. Pashtus is like Rabbi Kiva that this svara. It's hard to imagine that women have no concept of Arvus. He just meant to say if you're not mechuyev in that mitzvah, how can you be responsible for other people in that mitzvah? You're not mechuyev. So if you say like that, one second, Rory. If you say like that, so it is possible now that a husband definitely can be motzi his wife in Kiddush. Why? Because she's mechuyev in Kiddush. Even if it was Yotzin by Meyer and Shul. You follow me?
About the other way.
That's the suffix. On the tzad in brachas that she's not mechuyev berkas. Well, she can't be motzi her husband. Because on that tzad, she's not mechuyev berkas a Muslim. That's good for the shayla. You follow me? It's the ingenious Rabbi Kiva Eger. But that's the pashtus that you got to work with. Ben, you got me? Mm-hmm. Uri, go ahead. Evie, can I? What do you mean, what about him?
In terms of like your chromosome being motzi, because.
Evie, can I? Any push up shot is chayim in all mitzvahs lavin and mitzvah seshish lovis man promo. Mitzvah seshish man promo, that would be the
but
same issue.
Be part.
What'd you say?
But it'd be mechal arvos, it'd be in
Koyzar. They're half Jew, according to the Rambam.
According to the Ram, they're half Jew. Moshav Shat, there would be. Moshav Shat. Interesting. Yes, what do you say?
What does the Bel Merova do with Achan's wife then?
Oh, we're going to get to it. Very good, Zach. Hopefully we'll get to it today. If not, we'll get to it tomorrow. If you hold like the tzlach, I mean, that she's totally out of the picture, what do you do with that? You know what? Let's answer his kasha right away. You're a machaber to the Yashash Yaakov. The Yashash Yaakov asked your kasha. Let's get it down. Ishtu Ubonav of Achan made it nigla. And then Arvis came into play. But I thought women are out of Arvis. If you interpret the Rush literally, that women are out of Arvis. What's the answer? Two answers I'll give you. Well, interesting thought, Yona. Let's give two other answers now. It goes back to what we said. Arvis applies to Lavin, Averis, to everyone, both men and women. This is Averis. The Rush was only talking about mitzvahs, that women are out of the picture by mitzvahs. You got that? That's a very sharp answer. Goes back to what we said, Ephraim, you got to get that down. That the Rush, when he said women are out of the parsha of Arvis only by mitzvahs, but by Averis, of course they're mechuyev. That's one answer you could say. Another answer, Zach, you could say is that the fact that the wife and kids knew about it made it a nigla, but it's not that they caused Klal Yisrael to be responsible. You follow what I'm saying? The fact they knew about it made it a nigla, but we're responsible for Achatz Avera directly, not because of the woman, you know, who didn't mochiach, you know, his wife. His wife didn't mochiach Achatz. You know what I mean? Therefore, we're responsible for that lack of her rebuking her husband. You follow me? Goes directly to Achatz. So those are two ways you can answer your kasha. Yeah, the Pashup Shot in the Gemara is that when it says Ishtu Ubanav, it made it nigla, right? It became a known thing. So Klal Yisrael got punished because the wife and kids, and namely the adults, didn't rebuke Achan. So we're responsible for their lack of rebuking Achan. That's the simplest reading of the Gemara, right? So what I'm saying is that another way, one of the Gedolei Achronim says it, is that Ishtu Ubanav just meant that it became nigla, but we're punished directly for Achan's Avera. Not because women are Arvis. Who says this Terence? That second Terence? That second Terence is the Chidol.
Isn't that more Pashup Shad in the Gemara?
No, I think the pot. Okay, good. You can read it.
The Gemara ends off saying that.
It says Ishtu Ubanov. It says Ishtu Ubanov. You know what I mean? That's what the Chidol wants to say. He wants to say it was directly for his Averas. Okay? I don't know which one's more Pashup Shad or not, because it's a good point, but that's how the Chidol wants to say it.
We were arguing about Nigla versus...
But I understand, but you could say also that Yishtu Bona meant to say they had the responsibility to do it, they didn't do it, so Klal Yisrael bared the punishment as well. I hear what you're saying. But that's the Pashas. I mean, that's what if you read the Gemara, you know, the other way, then you have your Kasha. Okay, and then you have Mechalatin, Lavin, and Essen. You have the Kasha of Zach, I'm saying. You follow me? If you interpret it literally. That the Klal Yisrael is being punished for the lack of the woman being mochir. Okay. Now, this brings us to the Maharit. The Maharit in Kiddushin writes that just, he says the following. Men are responsible for women. Women are not responsible for men. Get that split of the Maharit. Why is that? Because men don't listen to women. Now, when you get married, you should always listen to your wife. As Daniel, we know, listens to his wife all the time. And therefore, and Zach also listens to his wife all the time. And I listen to my wife all the time. So we already have three. We have a Robin, right? So you guys, when you get married, God, you'll listen to your wives as well. What'd you say? Chazaka, yeah, Chazaka. Very good. Okay? So you see the Farish, that's what the Maharit says. Now, he could be referring to women that are not married to the men, which we're going to see. But that's what the Maharit makes a split. Men are responsible for women. Women are not responsible for men. Asks the Chidah in the Birkei Yosef on the Maharit. Let's get it. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Yechesem and Aleph, I gave it to you. We know that one of the 10 Harugei Malchus, Asara Harugei Malchus, one of the 10 Tanoim, which we'll say about him in Kippur, is was Rebbe Chanina Mitrajim. Now his wife was killed as well. The Gemara asks, why was his wife killed? Because he was Hoga as Yosef B'Shem. Rav Chanina ben Tzadja pronounced Shem Hashem B'Rabin. And she didn't give him Musar. So therefore Hashem said she would be killed. Now he meant well, he wanted to teach the people, but he shouldn't have done it B'Rabin. And that Isra applies to men and women to say Shem Hashem B'Furish. So what's the kasha the Chidah asks? Why was she punished? We just got through saying that a woman is not responsible for a man. Yes? Why was she punished? Chidah asks on the Ma'arid. So you know what the answer is? Based on what we said from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. What do we say from Rabbi Akiva Eiger? A woman is responsible for a man on what? A mitzvah that she's mechuyev in herself. She's usherin that. She can't pronounce Shem Hashem like that either. So anything you mechuyev in, there's a din arvis. So that answers that kasha very beautifully. Now, the problem is, on the tzlach said that women aren't responsible at all for men. What does the Gemara say in Shabbos on Nundalatim and Beis? The wife of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, not the wife, we'll get to it, but the neighbor of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah did Shvisis Behemto on Shabbos. She worked Malach on her Behema on Shabbos. And the Gemara calls the animal of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Gemara asks, it wasn't his animal, it was his neighbor's. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Nundalim and Beis, because since Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah did not rebuke her, we identified it as his Behema. Why is that a kasha on the tzlach? Because what did the tzlach say? Women are totally out of the parsha of what? Of arvus. So why? Halacha l'maisa is a man, was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah responsible for mochich as what? The woman. What?
Because
you didn't allow. No. Remember we said according to the tzlach, a woman's totally out of the parsha? The tzlach sheet is a woman totally out of the parsha of arvus. Not responsible for her. Why is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah called his name? So the Tzitz Eliezer writes, he has a perish on the Sefer Nishmas Avram in the Ha'aris. Nishmas Avram is a doctor, a great doctor in Israel. Sefer wrote, he wrote Nishmas Avram on medical shilas. So the Tzitz Eliezer, the great Gaon, has an amazing answer in the Ha'aris to the Sefer Nishmas Avram. And he says as follows, goes back to an answer that we said earlier. And what is the answer? That granted there's no arvus that the man has for the woman. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah did not have to what? Did not have to mukhir her. But that's not true. He wasn't responsible to be punished. Onshin. Arvus. But regarding tochacha, he should have rebuked her. There's faith in him. Please get it down. He should have what? He won't be punished, but he should have rebuked her, says the Tzitz Eliezer. And that's the pshat by Gerim, says the Chuvas Halachas Ketanis. Gerim, Klai Yisrael were not mekabel arvus, but if the Dusha lo kedin, you have to mochich them. You have to mochich them. And therefore, by the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, by the Ishto of Rechnim and Trajan, why was she chayiv Misa? Not because of arvus, because the fact she didn't what? She didn't rebuke him. There's Svei Dinim Eli. There's Svei Dinim. There's responsibility. You might not have responsibility, but you have to do tochacha. There's Svei Dinim, we said, Eretz Yisrael. In Har Sinai Arvus Moav, you might have had tochacha, but the responsibility came later. There might not be responsibility. There's tochacha. So maybe for that she was punished. The truth is, we did say that the women, men will listen to the women. And the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says in the beginning of this week's Parsha, Ein lem listarer al Yisroel. But it could be you can mechalek to a woman and a wife. Maybe the husband will listen to the wife. He should at least. And if you look up, there's one day in Yushalmi that says it was not a woman that was his neighbor. It was his wife from Elazar ben Azariah. If it was his wife, then what? He should have been mochiach her.
Because what was the whole svar of the Ma'arit? What was the whole svar of the Ma'arit? The man's responsible for women. Women's not responsible for man because they won't listen. Right? But if it's his, if it's a husband and wife, in fact, they will listen. In fact, they will listen. And if it's a husband and wife, they'll listen. So Mimele, if a woman's responsible for the man, if he's going to listen, how much more so is the husband responsible for the wife? The wife's going to listen. So therefore, the husband and Zari should have rebuked his wife. So that comes out this teretz. It answers that Gemara very, very beautifully as well. So what this brings us to is interesting Shiloh on shofar in the afternoon when we blow the shofar for women that could be in the shul in the morning. Who says the bracha? A man can't say it for her because they're already yotz in the morning. And women are potter from the Jesus of Ankoma. They do it voluntarily when they fulfill the mitzvah of shofar. They do it voluntarily. They do it voluntarily. That's beautiful. It's a kiyum. But a man can't say the bracha for them. There's no din arvis because they're not mechuyev in that mitzvah. So you need one of the women to say a bracha for the other women. That's what Mishra Berurah writes. If there's no man there that hasn't been yotzei, that's one woman has to say it. Now, let's get to the categories where we practically fulfill this notion of afa pishiyotzimotze very quickly, and then we'll close. Okay, let's get to the three categories. Berkas HaMitzvahs, we do it. You go to the hospital and blow it for the patients. You're yotz in the morning. Berkas HaMitzvahs, yes. What's the second category where we don't do it? Food. Bread. Even bread that we're koveya sud on, you're not allowed to say amotzi for someone. You're not allowed to say amotzi for someone if you're not eating bread. He's eating bread because there's no chiyuv for you to eat the bread. Even bread on Shabbos lunch, lamaisa. Okay? You know, matzah on the night of the Seder, you have to eat. Yayin at Kiddush, yayin at Shabbos lunch, you have to eat. Because you can't say Kiddush on bread Shabbos lunch. You can say Kiddush on bread Friday night. You follow me? So bread, lamaisa, bread on Shabbos, if it's your mitzvah, you don't have to eat the bread. You don't have to eat the bread if it's going to mitzvah you. So I'm saying bread, the only time you could say amotzi for someone else is if you're eating bread. You're sitting down with a friend's up, Baal Tshuva doesn't know anything. You could say amotzi for him if you're eating the bread. If you're not eating the bread, you can't say arvis because it's not a chiyuv. Birkas HaMitzvah was a chiyuv for that guy. There's no chiyuv for him to eat bread or for you to eat bread. So if you're not eating bread, you can't say amotzi stam for a guy. It has to be a mitzvah. That's the second level. And what's the third level? Birkas Peiros. Let's say I'm sitting down to have chips with a friend of mine who's a Baal Tshuva. Can I say Hadamah for him? Even if he, if I'm not eating potato chips? Of course not. What happens if I am eating potato chips and he is? Can I say Bri Hadamah on his behalf? No, because there's no kfis, at least l'chachilu. I should teach him how to say Hadamah, and then he can be what? And then he can be Yotze. What happens if B'di'evit, I did say Hadamah for my own chips and have in mind Mimotze him? That's good, B'di'evit. So Birkas HaPeiros, l'chachilu lo. So I'm going to write, it's not Afa B'shiyotze Motze. It's, what is it? What's the klal Afa B'shiyotze Motze here in this place? What would you call the klal? I would call the klal what? What would you call this klal? I wouldn't call Afa B'shiyotze Motze. What would I say? I would say Afilu lo yotza, eino yotze. Afilu lo yotza, eino motzi. Even if I'm eating my own chips, l'chachila, I shouldn't what? Say the Adama form. But even if I did, I'm yotze. Because there's no kfias in the chips and the fruit. You got the three levels? Birkas HaPeiros, mitzvahs, yes. No problem, like chofer. Pas? No, because I don't have to eat the bread unless I'm having my own bread. Birkas HaPeiros, we're saying, lamaisa, even if I'm eating my own peiros, I shouldn't do it for him. There's no kfias. But even if I did it, I'm yotze. Johnny, you got that? Because a parish is no kvias, so even lechachilo, even if I'm eating my own parish, I shouldn't say etzar adama for him. I should teach him how to say his own. If he didn't have it, I did. He would be yotzim. Now the last point is, what about Shmon Esrei tefillah? What about by tefillah? There was a great Talmud Chacham, a Talmud of the Rav named Reuven Nevsky Zatzal. He was blind, and there's a great Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz. So it was a great Talmud Chacham of Shaya Greenwald's Rosh Yeshiva Yishrei Leiv in Eretz Yisrael. So on Yom Kippur, he used to whisper to him the words of Shmon Esrei, and it didn't disturb any of the guys because it's such a beautiful thing to see that being done. But when he would whisper it to him, he would repeat the words. Why can't you say Alpha B'Shiyatza Motzi? By tefillah, the Aruch HaShulchan says, in Simit Kuf Chav Tav Tzivkam, it's not acceptable. The only time you can be Yotze tefillah by listening is only with Chazar Shashatz. To be Motzi in a bucket with 10 guys. If it's one-on-one, he has to repeat the word himself. Chazar Shashatz is only if you have 10 yidin. One-on-one is not acceptable unless he says his own words. Tefillah is a special din that you have to say it yourself unless you're in front of 10 and listen to it, and listen to Chazan in front of 10. So what we've explored today is this amazing topic of Kol Yisrael Arayim Zev Zev. And that's really the basis of the Nesivas as to why he said you have the wrong shot in places. So, and when it comes to Kol Talmitzis, you don't need a Beis Din. Because kfiyah comes from arvus and tochacha. The Ksos says it comes from mitzvah sadayanim, which requires, of course, a formal base of mumchim, like you said, Zach. It's a question, machlik Ksos and Sivas, how to learn up shot and basis. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day and a good sleepless, and we'll continue same time tomorrow.